Hi, Matthew. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well, and I'm sure, Sharon, this is a wonderful day for you to hear Matthew's voice.
Oh, yes. It was just to hear him yesterday say, "Hi, Mom," was just enough for me. It's just been a wonderful past 24 hours or so. It's just been amazing. Very different than the past 6 months in a very positive way.
I can imagine. And Matthew, well, lots of our listeners, in particular on public radio in America, will have known of your plight. Tell us a little about what's been happening to you.
Well, I was in Brega, and I believe we were ambushed. I was hit in the head, and I woke up in a room to the sounds of a man being tortured in the room above me. I was in a prison cell, and they took me to Tripoli, and I spent about half the time in one prison and half the time in the other, and the entire time was in solitary confinement. They told me nothing about what I was accused of, whether I would ever be released. They just locked me in a room and gave me food, kept me alive, and no real interaction with anybody for about 6 months. And then the prison was bombed, and the prisoners made escape. They came to my cell, broke open the lock, and we escaped from prison. We were not released. It was a prison break. And then one of the prisoners I escaped with, who was a rebel fighter, he was in there for those kind of activities. We met some people who took us to a compound, and then I was moved to another compound. So I'm in a safe location right now in Tripoli.
And I'm sure you're absolutely desperate to get home to Baltimore.
I sat in prison for 6 months. I came here to Libya because I have a lot of friends in Libya. I was here before in 2008, driving a motorcycle through the Arab world. And I was in Libya for 6 weeks and made some good friends. And when I saw what was happening here, I felt like I needed to come here. And so that's what I did. And, you know, I decided that I was going to leave when Gaddafi was gone. And that's what I'm still going to do. So for now, I'm staying in Tripoli. I'm going to make sure that my friends are okay. And when Gaddafi's gone, that's when I'll leave Libya, when Libya's free.
And I wonder, the both of you, Matthew, if you felt, when you were sitting in that cell, if you felt guilty about what you were putting your family through. And Sharon, I wonder if you felt angry at Matthew for having put himself in a dangerous situation.
No, not angry at all, because it was his quest and his dream. He spent time in college and grad school. He wanted to go back and help his friends, and he was raised to give back to the community, whatever the community is. And at this point, it wasn't necessarily his neighborhood, but it was Libby and his friends there. I actually helped him get things ready to go and drove him to the airport and would do the same again. I have no regrets. It was a difficult month, but no regrets.
I did feel terrible. I mean, I had 6 months of doing nothing but staring at a wall by myself in a tiny cell. And I felt bad about terrible about what I had put my family through, but I knew that they supported me. But I mean, again, there was talk of, I believe that there was talk of a trial. I mean, I thought they would execute me. I thought that there appeared to be one or two men who were banging on the prison. They tried to get past the guards to hurt me. They thought that I fainted. They thought I was CIA. And I didn't know if a lynch mob was going to come and grab me, or I never knew. I never knew if there was a trial. I didn't know if Gaddafi had claimed that there was a trial. I thought that the men that were, when there were prison break, I thought that they were guards who were coming to kill me. They never told me anything. I had to figure it all out listening to the conversations in Arabic of guards and prisoners and reading the sob stories of other prisoners that they had scribbled on the wall to try to figure out where I was and how long I might be kept, by how many etches were on the wall, by how long other prisoners had been kept. and nobody had been kept as long as me.